This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Eight men last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over.
We are back. It's the second hour of The Alex Jones Show. David Knight is coming up at the bottom of the hour to take it in a different direction to cover some other news stories. Alex will be back in the next segment with another special report. So we're going to hit a few more news stories in this short segment. This is out of Information Liberation. Gun store owner, we called FBI and warned them about Orlando shooter. Now we know that Omar Mateen, and that's Orlando, not Colorado, as I've been saying, that was a mistake, Orlando shooting. We knew that the shooter was under FBI surveillance for years beforehand. They kind of brushed it off. They let him go. They said he was making these inflammatory statements, but there was no actual crime being committed. Well, now the co-owner of a Florida gun store says his employees contacted law enforcement before the Orlando shooting after gunman Omar Mateen attempted to purchase body armor and ammunition. Now, this was 4 or 5 weeks ago. This wasn't 3 years ago. It was 4 or 5 weeks ago. He goes into this gun store. He asks for level 3 body armor, but the store didn't carry it. Then, crucially, he made a phone call in Arabic before asking for bulk ammunition. So again, we've seen the reports. We've seen the analysis. There's no way this guy could have carried so much ammunition. There's no way he could have achieved the bloodshed that he did in Orlando without some kind of help. There have been reports of perhaps security guards helping him out, calls being made. In this instance, 4 weeks before the shooting, when he was trying to buy the ammo, the body armor, he was making calls in Arabic. Again, clearly suggesting a wider plot. But they don't even want to entertain the notion that there's a wider Islamist plot, because it would shift the narrative further away from gun control. You know, in Molenbeek, Belgium, in Brussels, you can get a military-grade weapon on the streets in hours for 400 euros. They had no problem acquiring military-style weapons in Paris to carry out that massacre, which, of course, is one of the strictest gun control regulation places in Europe. So, again, this is not about gun control. They've tried to strong-arm that narrative into it. But if it came out that there were more shooters, that there were accomplices, which a lot of credible people are saying, that would demolish their narrative to an even greater degree. We've also got censorship in the aftermath of Orlando. Facebook bans gay magazine critical of Islam. This is out of Breitbart. Facebook has banned the page of gay magazine Gaystream after they published an article critical of Islam in the wake of the Orlando massacre. Well, how dare they? And all they did basically was criticize this Green Party individual out of Germany who said that he was more afraid of white Germans than Muslims. Now, last time I checked, white Germans don't get together and have huge conferences and all agree that gay people should be put in prison or killed, but maybe they do. Maybe I haven't seen those conferences. So all this gay magazine did was criticize this politician for making those comments. It was immediately banned on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg wasn't having any of it. And then we have this, again out of Breitbart. Reddit will adjust algorithm to censor Trump supporters following Orlando shootings. So basically, the Donald Reddit, which I did an AMA on a couple of weeks ago, Alex did one a few days ago, they were completely dominating the front page of Reddit because people are sick to the back teeth of being censored. So in the name of fairness, in the name of what they said was diversity, they simply changed their algorithm to relegate the Donald's content. This is a subreddit. And they relegated people making comments about the Orlando shooting, saying that the guy was a Muslim. That was deemed speculative. Those comments were relegated. In some cases, people had their accounts terminated. Again, this is the key time right after these shootings. I'm going to go on to talk about it with Brexit and this Joe Cox killing. The immediate aftermath of the shootings is when the narrative is formed. And it's very difficult to change that narrative afterwards, even if the facts are completely on your side, which is why they're so intent on censorship in the immediate aftermath of any of these kind of mass shooting events. We'll be back to talk about Brexit and...
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There's a new spin demonizing Donald Trump. Vanity Fair and hundreds of other publications are saying Trump really ran for president. That is, they're implying he ran for president to garner a giant database of populist supporters, to launch a media empire on cable television that would rival or even dominate Fox News. But if you actually read what Trump is saying, he's just sick of going on Fox and CNN and seeing him make tens of millions of dollars per debate or event while they badmouth him. And he is talking about launching his own type of media system to deliver news during the election. Some are saying, hey, that violates campaign finance laws. Well, foreign corporations and the Saudis own much of Twitter and Fox News. Why couldn't Donald Trump, with his own money, set up his own media system? Then it would be people democratically deciding to tune in to decide whether or not it was successful. Look, they call for campaign finance reform all day long. But it's only because the establishment thinks they have it all sewn up. They're scared of a dark horse like a Donald Trump coming in with his own money and launching a brand of nationalist populism that they can't compete with. They're dying. They're falling apart. Donald Trump sees a vacuum. So does InfoWars.com. And into that vacuum, we simply hope to breathe a breath of fresh air into our free republic and the world. Because we have goodwill for humanity. And we also want to see America succeed and be successful. But before America can be great again, America must be free again. Find the links to the live transmission. The resistance is in full swing. The counter-revolution is live at InfoWars.com. Because there's a war on for your mind. One more important item to cover on this live Friday show is that Media Matters, openly run by the Clintons in the White House, says that MSNBC panel rips Donald Trump's racist insinuation that Obama supports terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, it's admitted that Obama has funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It's been declassified. It's all over the news. Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, has talked about it. Now, when they got embarrassed by it, they changed the name from Al-Qaeda to ISIS about 3 years ago. But this is what's going on. This is happening. And they use a word like racist. They said if you read the Obamacare bill, how it gave fines and fees to people that didn't give it, you were racist in making it up. Or that if you said it didn't cut your premiums to zero, you were a liar. Of course, it came out that it did increase premiums and wouldn't let you keep your doctor and did put fines on you. But in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. As long as the public's ignorant, these predators can continue to lie to the people. It's truly sickening. All right, back to the live transmission with Paul Watson, David Knight, and the InfoWar.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show live, now being joined by David Knight, of course, to discuss this incident yesterday, which was the Labour MP Jo Cox, again, tragically murdered in the north of England. She was a pro-Remain campaigner. She was campaigning for the side that wants to remain in the European Union. And again, this didn't happen in a vacuum. You look at the polls. Vote Leave was ahead. The polls were showing, in some cases, 19 points ahead. More recent polls show 4 to 7 points ahead. But they swung it round completely. Before that, the Vote Remain camp was ahead. Again, why is this important? Because it would deal a massive blow to the entire globalist agenda. This is part of the populist revolution sweeping the West. It's not only happening in America with Trump. It's happening in Europe with the rise of all these conservative parties. So this vote next week on the 23rd is a huge, huge deal. This could set their agenda back decades. So obviously they have an interest to exploit whatever circumstances possible to try and desperately rescue this situation. Now, if you're losing the debate, if you're losing the argument on immigration, on the economy, on sovereignty, as it applies to the European Union, then what do you do? Well, you exploit the tragic murder of someone to make political grist. That's exactly what they've done. I'm going to get more into the details and the latest in a moment. But David Knight, what's your take on this Jo Cox murder?
You know, you're absolutely right, Paul. This is an issue that is of international importance because our election here in the United States is one really that boils down to globalism versus nationalism. We're going to lose any chance that we have of restoring individual liberty if power gets more and more consolidated. And of course, if Britain will leave the European Union, then one of these major blocks of consolidation, the European Union, towards global governance starts to unravel. And we've seen efforts, as you mentioned, throughout Europe, different areas talking about the same type of thing. So this could create momentum, and they did have momentum, and now it looks like that may get lost. This happens exactly 1 week before the election. And I think, Paul, there may be something more to this than just saying, using this for their own purposes. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports the killing of Jo Cox silences both sides ahead of the UK vote on EU membership. They're going to have a massive memorial service for her on Monday. But it hasn't really silenced them, Paul. We've got Prime Minister Cameron, who, as you know, has been pushing for them to remain in the European Union. He said today, our nation is rightly shocked where we see hatred, where we see division, where we see intolerance. We must drive it from our politics and out of our public life and out of our communities. You see, they were losing. And as you pointed out, Paul, you know, they came up with a new strategy. What is that? Wait for it. Racism. That's what Alex Jones is just talking about. And so what they do is they create a narrative where the Remain people, where the European Union, where the globalists are just peaceful and inclusive. But there are other people who want to have the right of self-government. They're just racist and violent. We've had David Cameron making all kinds of desperate claims that there was going to be a physical war in Europe if Britain got out of the European Union. He said there was going to be economic disaster inside of Britain. He also said you're going to see interest rates go up. I mean, he's had this project of fear. And if you look at the way the media is reporting this, Paul, it's not just the Wall Street Journal saying that it is silenced. And it has, again, hasn't silenced both sides. The other side is talking about hate. They're talking about their grief and so forth and so on. But I think what's interesting, Paul, is a report from CNN. Now, it hasn't been talked about that this guy is a mental patient. Has it been talked about much over there in the UK?
No, it's actively being covered up. I mean, there are, you know, Breitbart's reported on it and so forth. But as you said, they've not suspended their campaign. They've become even more vociferous,
yes,
despite the fact that this guy was a mental patient. He had mental problems. He was on psychotropic drugs. They interviewed his friends, they interviewed his neighbors, they interviewed his family members. Listen to these quotes from his brother. Quote, we are struggling to believe what has happened. My brother is not a violent man and is not that political. We don't even know who he votes for.
Yeah.
I'm visibly shaken by this news. Here's another one from his half-brother, yeah, who is half-black, I believe. He's never expressed any views about Britain or politics or racist tendencies. And yet they're claiming, based on one eyewitness, who is a guy who is in the BNP, which is basically a fascist party, who, you know, he's got the motivation to make this claim for his own agenda, claimed that as this killer was stabbing, was shooting the Labour MP, that he was shouting Britain first. Mm-hmm. They went back and interviewed the other eyewitnesses who said he said no such thing. And in fact, the shopkeeper who's right across from where the murder happened put a huge note up in his window, and this is on my Twitter profile, saying that he did not say Britain first. It was not a political murder. This was a mentally unstable guy, hopped up on psychotropic drugs. Yet, mm-hmm, what have we seen in the aftermath? Complete, salacious, shameful exploitation by the politicians, by the media. Before this woman, this mother of two, was even dead, you had newspaper headlines saying Brexit killer. I mean, this is completely shameful. We expect nothing less from the mainstream media, but this is so transparent how they're hijacking it. They haven't suspended their campaign. They've become even more vociferous.
You're talking about how transparent it is, Paul. You're talking about how transparent it is. We've got the Southern Poverty Law Center, the usual suspects, who are now coming in and talking about how this guy was a racist. I mean, that raises all kinds of red flags when you combine that with what you just talked about in terms of interviewing people there. Neighbors, here's another quote. This is from CNN, even. And CNN puts out the narrative that he's a lone killer, that there's a racist connection with it. Southern Poverty Law Center said they've got documents showing that he has a history of purchasing hate literature from the United States. I mean, these are the people who are always there to create this narrative of right-wing extremism, the Southern Poverty Law Center. But listen to what the neighbors who knew him said. This is Diana Peters, a 65-year-old neighbor, said there was nothing to indicate this could happen. Exactly what you were just saying, Paul. She says it's a total surprise he was even capable of thought, let alone action. Okay, said another longtime neighbor. Another one says, he was just the ideal neighbor, helpful when you wanted it, kept to himself. She said that he taught English to foreigners. You mentioned he had a half-black brother, Paul. He taught English to foreigners. Politics never came up in a conversation. We never talked about anything like that, said his neighbor. She said she never saw anyone visiting his home. She said she believed that he visited his mother every Sunday, took her groceries once a week, described him as very meek and mild. He spoke rationally. He did his day-to-day routines. But I thought it was interesting. One of the things that came out was a six-year-old interview where that was published in the paper. They were talking to patients from a mental institute who had been given day jobs, and they were finding them day jobs doing gardening work. And we'll tell you what that says when we come back. We've got to go to break. I'm David Knight, and we got Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. Both of us will be right back, and we'll tell you the real story behind this shooting. This guy looks like a total patsy, like straight out of Being There, if you remember Chance the Gardener, Peter Sellers' character. We'll be right back.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fights back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We have Paul Joseph Watson with us for one more segment from the UK. And we have Alex Jones is going to be joining us with a special report in the next when we come back after break in the next segment. Of course, NATO, and this is what Alex is going to be talking about, NATO just came out and said that if there was a cyber hack against one of its countries, that would be grounds to start a physical war. No, we're not trying to push war, are we? We're just these peace-loving people. This is a very, very dangerous hair trigger that they have set up, and Alex is going to be talking about that in the next section. Paul, one of the other news articles I saw coming out of the UK that's about the Brexit vote, and of course, the Brexit vote is going to be a week from yesterday. Everything has been silenced now in the wake of this murder of this member of parliament who supported Remain. But there was this article I saw on Breitbart. London's Muslim mayor is having Remain rallies, and he's doing it with hijab-clad women who are standing in the background. So it's kind of, I guess you could say that he's backing Remain, but he's having the hijab women remain in the back, Paul.
Well, I mean, it's like we saw with the video clip I played earlier. That's the fundamental belief of Islam. Segregation. So you've got all the men at the front, you've got all the women relegated to the back. And, you know, he's from Tooting, which is one of these Islamic ghettos, basically. You can walk down the street, you know, it's a halal butcher, an Islamic bookstore, a mosque. This is one of the areas that has been completely taken over. It's not about diversity. As I said, this is a monoculture. They don't embrace diversity, yet we're supposed to embrace diversity. Another thing with the Brexit, of course, you had numerous people, Christine Lagarde of the IMF, you had Alain Juppé, this left-wing French presidential candidate, you had an EU commissioner, all come out within hours of the murder of Joe Cox and say that, for example, with the EU commissioner, Dimitris Avramopoulos, quote, she was murdered for her dedication to European democracy and humanity. Alain Juppé said she was, quote, shamefully murdered because of her beliefs. This guy was a mentally ill person on drugs with no political history.
Yeah.
The closest people to him said he wasn't political at all. The eyewitnesses said that the claims he said Britain first were completely wrong. The one person they've got who said that is a BNP member, yet they're running with it.
Yeah.
They exploited this within minutes, which shows you exactly. I mean, their entire campaign is not based on having a fair debate. This should be about immigration, jobs, the economy, sovereignty.
That's right.
Their campaign is so discredited, it's so crumbling that they've had to basically dance on the grave of this poor dead woman to try and reinvigorate their campaign. And this is the same crowd that says, you know, after every Islamist terror attack, not all Muslims, don't blame all Muslims. Yet in the immediate aftermath of this, they blamed all vote leave supporters. Absolutely shameful. And it's still going on.
Oh, yeah. Just like in the United States, they say don't blame Muslims. And yet they blame all gun owners. For what's happened there. We're the ones who need to have our guns taken away. And as the Wall Street Journal is saying, and of course the Wall Street Journal and all the financial community and the bankers who want this globalism, they want Britain to stay in the European Union. They're saying, well, this silences both sides. As you point out, it hasn't silenced the people who want Britain to remain. They've been using this vociferously and continuously, but the people who have been silenced are the people who were there saying that we need to leave, we need to be independent. They are the ones who are being silenced, and they're going to be silenced because for this entire next weekend, as well as going through the memorial service next Monday, everything leading up to it, all the narrative is going to be about how people who want to leave are nothing but hateful racist. And that's why we've got the Southern Poverty Law Center jumping in with a bunch of bogus, doubtful information with us.
Yeah, and now you've got Angela Merkel coming out. She's not being silent. She's come out and said that it, you know, it characterizes the radical atmosphere of the rhetoric that surrounds this whole conversation about Europe. Well, this is the same woman whose policy brought in 1 million plus Muslim migrants into Germany, a lot of them who are Syrian. Polls show 21% of Syrians support ISIS. So she's literally bringing in hundreds of thousands of people who are radicalized, who support ISIS, who want the death penalty for gay people, who want Sharia law. And yet she's blaming people who simply want to reclaim some essence of sovereignty and freedom back for themselves, for their parliamentary democracy. She's saying that they're the radicals. Again, absolutely absurd that this statement would come from her. They're dancing on the grave. They're exploiting this, and it's shameful.
You know, we had former mayor of London, Boris Johnson, who favors Britain becoming a sovereign nation again. And he gave 8 reasons why Britain would be better off with an exit. And as you're talking about this, Paul, the people, as part of the Leave campaign, came up with very concrete proposals, talking about how much money was going to be put back into the national health system and so forth and so on, showing the economic benefits. And that has all been shut down. And what's the usual tactic from the usual suspects? Racism. Thank you so much, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to be joined by Alex Jones in the next segment. He's going to talk about cyber war.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Way's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Way. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yesterday on Thursday, I broke down official NATO statements, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, where they threatened Russia with military responses if anyone inside Russia or a Russian protectorate hacks an individual, a corporation, or a governmental institution that is, quote, protected by the umbrella of NATO. A lot of things come to mind when I read that. In an official statement from NATO, as a new defense policy, their new stance, their new rules of engagement. NATO for 5 years has been funding the Arab Spring, Al-Qaeda, ISIS,
and Saudi Arabian invasions of North Africa, North East Africa, the Middle East, Central Asia, you name it. NATO has been involved in toppling nations like Libya and, of course, trying to topple Syria and successfully for a few years toppling Egypt to put in the Muslim Brotherhood and other Wahhabist groups. Then they have the nerve to tell Russia, that has three foreign military bases, that it is trying to start a world war. They use these terms. And we see the head of NATO and others saying we need to see Russian body bags to counter this. I'm not a Russophile. I've never been to Russia. I don't have any Slavic blood in me. I'm not rooting for the Ruskies. My daddy took me when I was a kid to hear Ronald Reagan speeches at Fair Park and places in Dallas. Most of my family's been in the U.S. military. It's just that Russia isn't starting the wars. And this is a fact that our government, run by George Soros, overthrew Ukraine 3 years ago, put fascists in, overthrew an elected government, and then our media said Russia had done it. This is getting crazier and crazier. So I want to go over a few of these articles just to illustrate how out of control the globalists are and how they're the ones endangering humanity. I tend to do this every day on the syndicated radio / TV show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and I'll use Infowars.com as an example, or DrugsReport.com, two sites that give you a wide range of articles. But the way Drugs lays it out is truly populist. AR-15s flying off the shelves. Now rainbow flags are out with the Don't Tread on Me symbol, the Culpepper symbol. That's got to make them mad, saying hashtag shoot back. Sales surge among gays and lesbians across the country buying guns. Biggest sales ever. West Hollywood inundated with pro-gun, pro-gay posters. Calls for expanded watch list. Test civil liberties. Yeah, you want to put gun ownership into the whole watch list of flights. It's all extrajudicial. It's all completely and totally outside of due process. But Bloomberg, who wants our guns, openly admits, though, that it tests civil liberties and violates due process. CIA warns ISIS is coming. Well, yeah, you help bring them in. Countries in visa-free travel program not sharing terror info. Algorithm aims to predict attacks. Well, how about it's Muslims? 441 Syrian refugees admitted to the U.S. since Orlando attack. 5 days ago. White House sees surge in coming months. Iraqi man clutching Quran harassers diners at Texas IHOP. Now look at this. Trump storms Texas. We have reporters there. Those reports are about to be played here on the air with David Knight and Paul Joseph Watson hosting. But as we continue, Mexican flags fly at Trump protest in Dallas. Again, Trump points out that this judge ruling against him is a member of La Raza, involved in a group suing him and boycotting him. He should recuse himself. But here we have the American Mirror reporting on the Mexican flags that are flying there. I mean, if Mexico's so wonderful, why don't you go there? But I get it under La Reconquista, Texas, under the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty. You know, previous to that, it's all been stolen. 6 days later, Berlin frets about EU influence if UK leaves it. Trans for Trump, Facebook page suspended. More censorship. Border battle, the members of the unofficial patrol, Senator Sessions, who's probably going to be the VP of Trump, says that the members of the unofficial patrol are basically patriots, and Senator Sessions says dictator Obama flooding rural towns with illegals. Yes, outside of law, having them complete the smuggling process. But don't worry, federal government approves higher fence for the White House, and California's new motor voter law would add 2 million registered voters in the first year. Okay, that's just some of the news I want to cover. We'll get to more of that in just a moment. But Mexico has a wall. Mexico has a fence. 6 months to a year of hard labor. They torture the people they catch coming in illegal. I'm not saying that's a good thing. That's a bad thing. But we just can't offer free stuff to the world and then call Donald Trump racist if he's against it. I mean, that's just common sense. But continuing, Here's another example. I told people back on Sunday and Monday that I bet it that the guy that went in and, you know, this crazy Taliban ISIS lover shooter whose dad goes on the internet and says kill gays, and his minister, his imam, goes on there and says that. Now we learn that the Taliban is using honey trap boys to kill Afghan police because pedophilia and homosexuality is so incredibly over the top that that's how they go lure Afghan police for Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and the Pashtuns to kill them. Because when I first started reporting on this, which is well known, it's like saying you go to a Turkish jail, you get raped, that homosexuality is most common in Muslim countries. And you say, well, why do they kill them in Saudi Arabia, throw them off buildings when they find them in Syria or Egypt or Libya? It's because you're not supposed to admit you're doing it. And between men, it's dominating another man, or a boy, it's dominating. It's not supposed to be love. If you love them, it's then evil. So truly sick system. I mean, if adults want to do something, that's their issue. That's why I'm attacked and called homophobic, because I don't want to kill anybody. Okay, fine. Or Islamophobic, because I don't want to have my, you know, my family put hoods over their heads. But in Islam, it's okay to kill people if they're homosexual. And, man, the leftists just love it. We actually have clips of this. We played it yesterday with Ja'Kari Jackson in Atlanta a few days ago. And they got a guy with a gay pride, you know, rainbow flag, bitching out some black teenager who's a Trump supporter, saying, you know, how dare you, Trump wants to send blacks back to Africa, and he's in the Klan. All this made-up stuff. Well, he's wearing a rainbow flag when Trump's out there defending the rights of all Americans not to be killed. It's just all fantasy land. It's a bunch of domesticated, weak, stupid people who are on this big collectivist bent, believing government really cares about them and special interests really want to give them something free. As you get poorer, as you get dumber, as your worthless college degrees, you know, get you a job bagging groceries, you just can't admit you've been conned. And I remember a few partners and people, I mean, probably up to five or six people I know, who went from getting angry at me to never talking to me again. Because over 15, 16 years ago, I said, before everybody knew this, it was well known, but not totally known, wasn't absolutely known, that Nigerian fake emails from Prince Boo Boo or Ababa or Jabba Boo Boo, these are real fake names. I mean, I'm not joking. You've all gotten them. That you've just won $1 million and sent me $5,000, and Prince of Boo Boo needs it. And you're so honored that Prince of Boo Boo called you that you sent him $5,000. And they go, sorry, you can get the $2 million once you send us $20,000. Prince of Boo Boo appreciates you. And if you don't have to send him $20,000 to get the $2 million, then you're going to actually get a call from Prince of Boo Boo. And then the call never comes. And these people will look at me and say, you're jealous that Prince of Boo Boo chose, it's mainly women, he's coming to America. I'm going to marry Prince of Boo Boo. Like your free Obamacare, all of it. It's like, God almighty. When you're a kid and the guy grabs the rabbit out of the hat, the magician, you think he really did it. When you're about 10 years old, your dad tells you, hey, see that table? There's an open door through the top of the hat. It opens. There's a trap door through the hat, through the, you know, the hat does like this. Trap door opens. There's a rabbit below. He pulls it out. And you look at your dad and you go, Dad, it's real magic. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. So I think people that doubt fake magic tricks are conspiracy theorists. Or, you know, if you doubt that, you know, Alice in Wonderland's real or Mary Poppins. I mean, it's just crazy. So how far into are we this, dude?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. I'm going to finish this up. We'll go back to Paul Watson and the rest of the crew. David Knight coming up that are co-hosting here on this Friday worldwide transmission. But just looking at some of this, you know, this is important. Look, genetic advances make sex obsolete. That's the plan. Genetically engineer everything with the glyphosate, the chemicals, where you can't have children. Then you got to go to the government and systems to have your child from three or four different parents, which they admit is the plan. And then they can build Trojan horses of social control into that. But let's look at some of the headlines from Infowars.com. This is on Thursday night. There'll be more live today, obviously. Dear gays, the left betrayed you. They always betrayed you, okay? I mean, it's just, they just saw you as chumps. Facebook suspends outspoken Florida gun shops after Orlando attack. Yeah, don't let them defend themselves. You know, shut them up. petition to ban AR-15s and act stronger gun laws gains momentum. Because the guy followed all the gun laws, had the registration, was a security guard with Homeland Security. His uncle, his father, his brother-in-law are all involved shipping the foreigners in. His dad goes to the White House. His dad hangs out with Congress. None of that matters that they're Afghans brought in by the CIA. Just like Obama said, American terror did this. Yes, Americans did it. Kind of like when some Moroccan guy stabs two in France, they go, the Frenchman killed. That ain't no Frenchman. That's a North African. So let's keep going right here. Pretty soon they'll say there were never any Frenchmen. All there are North Africans. So this is just some of the articles that deal with all of this. Police restrict reporters to free speech zones at Trump event. We have a bunch of videos that just got filed tonight and over tomorrow dealing with all this. But Black Lives Matter protesters arrested at Dallas Trump event. Cop events, violent protesters were busted into the rally. Mexican flag waving anti-Trump. Trumpers become aggressive. We need to send that to drudgereport.com. Shocking police lock Trump supporters in parking lot. This is all breaking right now at Infowars.com. And you got Paul Watson's site breaking all of this down as well. So I'm basically going to end this transmission for now. There was another article on Drudge Report from the Daily Mail where they've got transhumanists meeting with the Pentagon about putting microchips in all the sailors and troops. You can say, oh, that's fine. We'll know where they're at. It brings total control. A cashless society is the technocracy's dream. You think Bank of America coming out saying they're going to tax you? You know, every time you do a money transfer, use your debit card is bad. Once they've gotten rid of cash, the sky's the limit. And that's what Bilderberg and the globalists are pushing. They have decided the easy path. Don't care about humanity. Screw everybody over. Do whatever you want. Be cynical. Be evil. And then they say you're all dumb and weak and you deserve it and you're never going to stand up or care. My question is that really true? And the answer is it isn't. Even if they've turned maybe 60% of people into zombies, and I mean zombies, it doesn't matter. They still are beings that have due process rights. And then what about the rest of us that are awake and know what's going on that you're targeting and saying the bad guys? Infowars.com/show. As viewers and listeners, it's key you send that link out to everyone you know. They're doing everything they can to censor the web, to censor truth. They're banning rallies by people exposing Islam, just even moderate groups in Orlando. They're banning Twitters and Facebooks. They have the federal government saying they want to come after Infowars and Drudge. And you know, and people say, I don't care if they take you down. Well, we're the kind of the big elephants up front. They can shoot us. They can get everybody. We're also running specials right now at InfowarsStore.com. On living defense, it's about to sell out. That's 20-plus herbs that are known to flush out parasites in your body. Everything I sell is a win-win. Fund our operation, fund liberty, and give you stuff I know you really need. X2, the good halogen, 20% off on Alexa Pure water filters. So you don't drink all the glyphosate and garbage. That's going to end in a couple days. In fact, on Sunday, at InfowarsStore.com, non-GMO heirloom seeds, Hillary for Prison shirts. When this crop of Hillary for Prison, until the end of time, sells out, that's another select classic limited edition. When that's gone, it's about to sell out, we have one more Hillary for Prison shirt. Then if she gets elected, we'll be impeach Hillary. But we've got one more limited edition coming on after that, and that's it for these shirts. And we need the funds. Look at us. We're putting everything in. Paul Watson, Rob Dew, Josh Owens deployed to Europe for 10 days. Reporters deployed to Dallas, L.A., Albuquerque, just New York, Philadelphia, Atlanta. I mean, we're on it. We're fighting hard. And we're not saying, oh, look at us. We're special. We're just fighting. We're doing everything we can. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your prayers. We appreciate you spreading the links. All of it's resistance. Whether you buy, you know, the good halogen to block the bad halogens or super male vitality, InfowarsLife.com, or take advantage of the Tim Kennedy special we're running, 15% off on Brain Force, super male, or methylcobalamin's Secret 12. Whatever you do at InfowarsStore.com, or whether you send a link out to somebody, or whether you send a video to somebody, it's changing the world. I'm going to be on the road and taking a little bit of vacation, some fishing with my children, but I'll still be working part-time for the next week. And if you're watching or listening to this transmission, we're together. We believe in humanity. We have goodwill for each other, every race, color, creed. We're going to the stars, and we are the resistance, the globalist dehumanizers.
Okay, and that was Alex Jones. And, of course, he was mentioning at the very beginning of that broadcast how NATO is saying that if they're just hacked with a cyber attack, that could be the basis for a war. Isn't that amazing? I think, think about that. Think about how many cyber attacks we've had and how it's ultimately been traced back to our own government as a false flag. How could you do an easier false flag in order to start a war than to say we're going to do it with a cyber hack? That's something that ought to concern all of us. And, of course, at the same time, they're saying, if you come in and you hack our systems, that's an act of war. And yet, throughout social media, many of these outlets that were created by funding from our government, like Facebook and Google, we see rampant censorship and control of information. As Paul mentioned earlier, Reddit will adjust an algorithm to censor Trump supporters following the Orlando shooting. They're doing this in order to promote diversity, of course. And according to the Daily Beast, this is happening because they had 11,712 subscribed to the Trump-supporting subreddit on Sunday alone, making it the most successful day in the community's relatively short history. Okay, so how do you, what do you do? If you're Reddit, you don't want those eyeballs on your site. You don't want people signing up and using it, do you? No, no, no. If you have something really successful, you shut it down. Because the politics is more important to them than what they say they're doing there. Now, look at what Facebook is doing. We've got Facebook, and this is a story from InfoWars.com, suspending outspoken Florida gun shops after the Orlando attack. They said, oh, you want to blame guns? You want to blame gun shops? Well, they spoke up and they said, no, I think the problem is Islam. As I've said many times, the lesson to learn, if you want to make people safer, this is not about gun control. We need to insist and change this narrative to make it about controlling the borders. What difference does it make if we're going to have background checks, if we are, if we, for gun owners, if we don't have background checks at the borders? They want to talk about watch lists? What is a watch list? It's nothing but a glorified background check, if they did it right. But there's a far more things that, we need to be concerned about, the watch list. It is far more dangerous than guns in the hands of a government. We're going to tell you why when we come back. Also, a follow-up on what's going on in UK.
Construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through
through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, June 17th, 2016. We have a lot we want to talk about. We're going to cover most of these stories coming up in the longer segments. So I want to talk about the watch list. Who's watching the government? You know, that's the old saying, the old philosophical saying. Who watches the watchers? These are secret processes. And what we see coming out being revived is nothing new. It was put to us last August by Dianne Feinstein, Rhino, neocon extraordinaire, Peter King. And, of course, this is nothing new in, throughout history. We've always had the government with its secret courts, with its star chamber processes, accusing people in secret. This is the hallmark of totalitarianism. This is what was written, what Kafka wrote about in his novels, okay? What we're looking at with these watch lists is the most possible thing, dangerous thing that could happen to us. You need to be concerned about that far more than firearms. And I want to talk about, you know, we've heard that the Orlando shooting was the deadliest mass shooting in the United States history. No, actually it wasn't, okay? It wasn't. Think about Wounded Knee, okay? How many people died in Wounded Knee? Well, that happened in 1890. You had the U.S. cavalry attack a village of Indians, men, women, and children, in a genocidal manner, shooting and killing everybody that was there. 150 Lakota in a single incident, okay, so they could get their land, right? We've had, more recently, we've had the Waco shooting. We had 82 members of the Branch Davidians were murdered by our government. I believe deliberately, after a long siege, they decided they were fed up with it, burned them out. Just like the Nazis burned out the Jews who were resisting them in the Warsaw Ghetto. Both events occurred on April the 19th. Maybe that's just a coincidence. Maybe not. Maybe that was a message that was sent. So that was 82 at Waco, 150 at Wounded Knee. And, of course, there's been other atrocities, that hate crimes that were done in the past. We had, this is an article from Mint Press. They talk about how, you know, 49 people killed in Orlando, but there's been incidents where African-Americans were targeted, okay? 1917, at least 100 were killed in East St. Louis in one night. Another incident, anywhere from 55 to 300 blacks were massacred in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in just 16 hours in June of 1921. Because, see, they didn't have guns. There were those Jim Crow laws that kept guns away from black people. The Indians didn't have guns to defend themselves when the cavalry attacked them. And, of course, they used the pretense of guns to come after those at Waco, even though it was simply over a license for firearms. That's what the siege began with. But they did this full-blown attack, called up the media, said, hey, y'all, come watch this. We're going to show you how our SWAT team operates. And, of course, it had many incidents where they had served them with warrants peacefully, the local sheriff. But no, the BATF wanted to come in and do it. The key word was showtime. That's when we're going to kick off the raid. Showtime. We're going to show everybody how powerful we are. And they were paranoid, and they shot back and killed some agents. That began the siege, and then they just burned the place down. So, you know, when we talk about this, when we talk about the government murdering people, and it's not even the number of people that they murdered, because immediately preceding Waco, of course, we had Ruby Ridge, where an FBI hostage team sniper shot a woman who was holding a baby in her arms at what for a sniper was point blank range. It was a very close range. Shot her right in the forehead. She slumped to the ground on her knees, still holding the baby dead. Okay? So you want to talk about atrocities? You want to talk about what you should really be afraid of? It's democide. It's our government killing people. That's why we have the Second Amendment. It's to keep them from doing it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.